Touch, The Science of Hand, Heart and Mind, written by David J. Linden and read by Adrian Mulroney. Even the giants of philosophy can have a bad week. Aristotle, for example, struggled mightily with the problem of human cognitive superiority. How can humans be so much cleverer than other creatures when the hawk has keener eyesight, the dog has a finer sense of smell, and cats have more acute hearing? Note: there are several levels of confusion in this question. First, there is a general assumption that sensory experience is a key determinant of intelligence. Yet we know that people who are blind or deaf from birth can have normal intelligence. Second, the precise meanings of phrases like more acute hearing and keener eyesight are vague. Let's consider some examples. For the frequencies that dominate in human speech, human hearing is extremely sensitive. In this range, we can detect faint sounds as well as any other animal. However, there is a range of low-frequency sounds that can be perceived by elephants, whales, rhinos, and prairie chickens that only weakly activates the sensory apparatus in the human middle ear. Likewise, bats, dogs, dolphins, and mice can detect high-pitched sounds that are above the upper range of human hearing, about 20,000 Hz in children. In the case of vision, hawks and other birds of prey have both greater visual acuity than humans. In the ophthalmologist's office, a hawk would have about 20 over 2 vision on an eye chart. It can resolve details at 20 feet that the average human could resolve from only 2 feet away, and a broader range of color vision. For example, they can see ultraviolet light emanating from the urine trails of their prey that our eyes cannot detect. Pondering this dilemma, Aristotle came to believe that human touch sense was unusually acute, and that it was this acuity that accounted for the superior intellect of our species. The human being is left behind by many of the animals, but with respect to touch, he is precise in a way that greatly surpasses the rest, and this is why he is the most intelligent of the animals. A sign of this is that within the human race, being naturally well or badly endowed with intelligence depends on the organ of this sense and not on the others. For those with tough skin are badly equipped by nature for thinking, but those with tender skin are well equipped.